Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home on CJUN.
Stephen Fearing, one of my favorite people to see at the West End Cultural Center, and no better place to see him than there. Seen him so many times over the years, and never ceases to amaze me. But, you know, I've been going to concerts for about 20 years now. And over that time, I've been lucky enough to see some amazing shows, some shows that just blew my mind that I will never forget. But I think if I absolutely have to, if you put a gun to my head and forced me to pick my favorite concert of all time, I think it would be the concert that celebrated the West End's 10th anniversary on October the 23rd, 1997. They were celebrating 10 years, and they knew what a great place it was. So they had some of their favorites over the past 10 years play over, I think it was about 5 nights. And they had people like Stephen Fearing and the Skydiggers and all kinds of people playing. Every night there was about five or six bands playing a night for about 5 nights. It's an amazing, amazing festival. But the big headliner, the last night of the festival, was a special fundraiser for the West End. It was about $100 a ticket. Now you pay $100 to go see Bon Jovi. I can't believe that people do, but they do. And not a problem. But back then, $100 to see a concert was a huge deal. But it was a special, special, special thing. So we paid $100 to go see this show. And it was most of the money went directly to the West End, as it should. Because this guy was so gracious and came all the way from Texas to do a special show. This guy was huge. He sold out the concert hall and sold out the Walker Theater and all kinds of places. And he came to play the West End Cultural Center for 300 people. And I was lucky enough to be one of them. And man, I still remember it. I don't know if I'll ever see another show that'll blow me away as much as this one did, October the 23rd, 1997. When I saw it at the West End Cultural Center, were you there? Loud Love It. And this song, I remember sitting there during the show going, that's my favorite song. I wish he'd play that song. I wish he'd play that song. The very last song, he played it. And honestly, I'm man enough to tell you, I think I cried. Here it is. Hopefully that won't happen now. But do you remember this from 1997? If you don't, I do happen to have copies of this show. If anybody wasn't there or was there and wants to remember it, I'm going to give away a couple. If you phone in, you know, just say hi, or phone in, tell me your favorite West End memory, or email me too. We'll put you in a little draw. We'll give away a couple copies of this show, as well as another great show. I have another great show from 2000 that we'll give away, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you do want to hear this, you can always just call me or email me, and we'll see what we can do. Anyways, here's something from Lyle Lovett from the 10th anniversary of the West End Cultural Center with Simple Song.
It's a simple song for simple feeling. You see the moon and watch it rise. Across the continent, the night bird sings. And somewhere someone hears its cry. Disillusion, keep your head down. Well, if you do, they'll never know. You'll have no answers to their questions, and they will have to let you go. Disenfranchised revolution, they'll take away by right what's yours, and make you martyrs of your own cause, when they don't know what cause. cause it's for. And all deserted stand alert. I love you when you're all alone. Did you find a red rose in the morning light? You wait the night and find it gone. So hear my words with faith and passion. What I say to you is true. And when you find the one you might become, remember part of me is you. Remember part of me.
Thank you. the beholder's eye.
One more time.
Beauty's in the beholder's eye.
What you say, man? Hail,
hail, hail, the gang's all here. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
My friend Peach Fuzz stayed out very late last night.
Hello, I'm Rory MacLeod. Congratulations, you found your way home on the dial to 101.5 UMFM.
Singing about, well, people, you know it's true. Well, if you're black, you're gonna work for a living, but here's what they say to you. And they say if you're white, you're alright, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, I'll run. But I say, but get back, get back, get back. Well, I went to a bar the other night, and they was all having fun. There was all the drinking, beer and wine, but they wouldn't serve me some. They said, if you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, oh sister, don't say, get back, get back, get back. Well, I went down to the employment office, I got a number, then I got in line. Well, they called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, I'll run. But I say, get back, get back, get back. Well, now me and a man are working side by side. This is what they meant. They was paying him £1 an hour, and they were paying me 50 pence. They said, if you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, oh sister, don't say, get back, get back, get back. A week ago, three white policemen flagged me down. They told me to get out, they began to shout, and they kicked me onto the ground. They said, you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, I'll run. But I said, get back, get back, get back. Well, I worked for this country, and I fought for it too. And I want you to tell me, brothers and sisters, what a black man has to do. They say you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, I'll run. But I say, get back, get back, get back. Well, I helped them win their sweet victory, but now again my hands are tied. And I want you to tell me, folks, what you gonna do about apartheid. They say you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, I'll run. But I say, get back, get back, get back. If you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, oh sister, don't say, get back, get back, get back. If you're white, you're all right, but if you're brown, stick around. You're black, oh brother, they say, get back, get back, get back.
For 8 days in a row now, stood by my window. They're coming, I know they're coming for me. I loved a woman, but she wasn't. Trying to make them see white ash and black ash, a sharp edge, a strong blade. I've been a bad man, them are the leather Bible ain't a buffalo rifle. There won't be a trial, and I know that down by the water. I shot it, I boiled it down, hiding for rope, tallow for soap, put the rest in a pot and stir it around. White ash and black ash, a sharp edge, a strong blade. I've been a bad man, them are the facts. Got an old leather Bible, ain't a buffalo. Black ash, a sharp edge, a strong back. I've been a bad man, and I know that.
Fred Eagle Smith. I've seen Fred Eagle Smith all kinds of places in Canada, and my favorite place, of course, is to see him is at the West End Cultural Center. He plays there pretty regularly. First place I ever saw Fred Eagle Smith, of course, was the West End Cultural Center in about 2002 or so. He played a couple of nights, and I went to both of those, and I was hooked ever since. But perhaps the most memorable Fred Eagle Smith show, and there have been so many, was November the 28th. 2002, when Fred played by himself. It was the same night that Blue Rodeo was playing at the Walker Theater, and so the crowd was a little light, and Fred came making reference to that fact throughout the show. And it was just Fred by himself, and which was a different show. Fred normally, of course, plays with a big band, but Fred by himself, and so it was a very funny show, full of lots of stories and stuff. But two things that stand out in my mind from that show from 5 years ago. Number one, there was an obnoxious jerk. And sir, if you're listening, I'm sure you're a nice enough man, but during the shows, and I've seen you at a few shows, you're an idiot. Shut up. The guy, and again, you know, I mean you don't, no disrespect, but you ruin the shows for me, so shut up. But the guy, during this Fred show, kept yelling out, play another Train song. And, you know, Fred's got a bunch of Train songs, but Fred doesn't like to be yelled at. And Fred Eagle Smith can pick his own set list. Thank you very much. But so eventually, and Fred doesn't normally do this, but eventually, you know, he has to play a Fred song, and it kind of, you'd think it would have satisfied this obnoxious guy. But right after the song, the guy would start it again, play another Train song. play a train song. And Fred was getting mad and I was getting mad. And the guy didn't shut up for the whole show. So I remember that. And I also remember that song right there, White Ash and Black Ash. I don't know if I've ever seen Fred do that song at any other time with the band, but I saw him do the song that night. And I didn't have that record, Things Is Changing Yet. Fred did it solo. And some guy at the back of the hall did the harmony part nice and loud and really well throughout the whole it was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. So remember that. There you go, Fred Eagle Smith. And before that, we heard, what do we hear before that? We heard Black, Brown, White from Rory McLeod. Now, Rory McLeod is a guy I've seen at folk festivals before that. I've seen him at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and the Edmonton Folk Festival. And I knew how great he was. But he played the Weston Cultural Center as part of the Folkfest Meltdown, I believe in 2002. And absolutely blew me away. The guy was incredible. And there was not very many people there to see it, unfortunately. Folkfest Meltdown, they had this great idea to do a show after the Folkfest, kind of on the Monday after the Folkfest, when a bunch of people were still in town at the Weston Cultural Center. And it was a great idea, and they had some great lineups. They did it 2 years in a row, I think, and both years hardly anybody came. So they didn't do it again. But I went both years, and I thought they were brilliant. So thanks for those 2 great years. Before that, we heard Michelle Shocked from one of my other most memorable West End shows from November the 3rd, 2001. Michelle Shocked played there. She had played the Folk Fest, I guess, the year previous, and was sort of on a comeback. You know, she was sort of well-known in, when was her album? The late 80s, I guess. And then kind of dropped out of sight and fought with a record company and stuff. And then she kind of came back into the West and did the Folk Fest and was a big hit. So they booked her at the West End. And she was at the West, I believe at the Folk Fest, she was just playing solo. But she was kind of known as, you know, sort of a folky singer-songwriter. But when she came in 2001, she was working on this record, which came out a little after that, called Deep Natural. And she had kind of a rockin' band with her. And she wanted it to be a fun show. So there were no chairs. So people were supposed to get up and dance. But, you know, some of us are getting on in years and we don't like to get up and dance during shows. We like to sit and listen to the music. And, you know, Michelle Shocked didn't like that very much. So during the show, when people were sitting down and just enjoying the show, she was getting really, really angry and she was asking people to get up. And at one point she just said, listen, if you don't get up and start dancing, the show's over, I'm going home, that's it. And people were kind of ticked already, first of all, that they had to sit on the floor, but that she was telling them that. But reluctantly, folks kind of got up. And the show changed immediately from, you know, a fairly good show to one of the most energetic, amazing shows I've ever seen in my life. Incredible. Unfortunately, she came back a little bit after that and played the Le Rendezvous, and nobody went. But it was a good show. There you go. By the way, if you want to check the West End, since the fall of 2001, they've had a great website where they've kept track of their calendar. So it's been really easy for me to go back and check out, you know, some of my favorite shows of all time. But before that, they didn't have the calendar, so I don't know when some of the shows are that I saw. And I've seen some great ones there. Remember the show with Peter Case and Kieran Kane, where Kieran Kane was just blitzed out of his mind, and he came up to play with Peter Case later on, and during Peter Case's set, Kieran Kane fell asleep on stage. And Peter Case ended up getting down off the stage and wandering and playing in the crowd. And I think Kieran Kane was still sleeping on the stage at the time. That was a pretty memorable show. What else did I see there? The first time I used to volunteer at the West End for a long time. The first time I volunteered there, my car got broken into during the show. And I had a lot of really important stuff stolen. The very first time I worked there, that was a pretty memorable show. I was looking at the list. They have a list of the past performers, and they have a list of some people who have played there. And honestly, like, there's some that I remember missing. Like I mentioned Scott Dibble and Willie P. Bennett. I remember missing Josh Rouse when he opened for Sarah Harmer. Didn't see him, and I've regretted that. Apparently, John Gorka played the West End. I don't know when that was. If anybody knows, let me know. I don't know when the last time Greg Brown played the West End was, but come on, Greg. Come on back. I know it's been a long time. And on the West End's website of past performers, it says that Bob Schneider has played the West End. And I don't believe that for one second. If somebody can verify that. I think they might have Bob Schneider and Bob Snyder mixed up. Bob Snyder, fantastic. But Bob Schneider, I don't believe he's ever played the West End. But he's on their list. But if I miss that, I'm a big jerk. And I'm sorry. 2002, what else did we see? We saw the Weaker Than's fifth anniversary. I can't believe I missed this one. In March of 2002, Oh Susanna and Jim Bryson. What a schmuck. Saw Bruce Coburn there. Saw The New Pornographers, the first time they played in August of 2002. Holy cow, was an amazing show with Nico Case when they did things like Cruel to Be Kind and they did a Toronto cover and all kinds of stuff. That was a great show. Were you there? Lowest of the Low played there that week. Actually, it was in September. Prairie Music Week in late September. First time I got forced into emceeing a show. I was just kind of there, and somebody said, well, can you host? And I didn't really know what I was doing. I kind of got forced into it, and I remember I think they had to pull me off the stage because I had so much fun. I got to introduce Nathan, my first time emceeing a show there. They haven't asked me back since then, though. I don't know why that is. October of that year, we saw Kathleen Edwards open for Danny Michelle. That's right. That was a great show. Nico Case played there, and Vance Gilbert and Susan Werner. That was a great show. 2003, some great shows there as well, including, now I forget what I'm going to play. Oh, yeah, including this guy right here. He was opening for Luther Wright and the Wrongs. And, I mean, you know, Luther Wright and the Wrongs, fun band and everything, but their novelty wore off pretty quick, and I got bored of them real fast. But I went to see them in concert, and it was a good thing this guy played first because he absolutely made the show for me. I remember him way better than I remember Luther Wright and the Wrongs. He was fantastic. His name's Shannon Lyon, and he had an album called Wandered, which is fantastic. Let's play something off it called Naive. I wish he'd come back. It's been you know, 4.5 years, almost, yeah. Well, a little over 4 years since he played in September of 2003. Shannon, come back. Naive, tell the band to go home.
Somebody maybe should have told me a broken heart don't last long. Somebody maybe never told me, 'cause this heart's been aching way too long. Well, this heart's been aching too long. Maybe I'm a little naive. Maybe it's the boy in me. 'Cause when I'm in your arms, a feeling that I have, baby, won't you come back to me? Somebody maybe should have told me a broken heart don't last long. Somebody maybe left some words out, 'cause this heart's been aching that way too long. This heart's been aching too long. Maybe I'm a little naive. Maybe it's the boy in me. 'Cause when I'm in your arms, you know that time stands still when we're kissing in your stairway. Maybe I'm a little naive. I'm a little naive. Yeah.
Respect the law just about as much as I do the ones by whom it's made. The government men can look all they like, they'll never find my hiding place. And it's here where I first saw my one true love. Don't know her name, so I call her Iron Gray. Iron Gray, Iron Gray, Iron Gray. Iron Gray, Iron Gray, Iron Gray. That's the color of my true love's eyes. I am gray, I am gray, I am gray. I see her walk to the shipyard where she works. She's a spot welder by trade. When she gets to know me, I know she will find I'm not as bad as the papers say. Until then, I will send to myself and I will say I've but one love, and that's iron gray. Iron gray, iron gray, iron gray. Iron gray, iron gray, iron gray. That's the color of my true love's eyes. Iron gray, iron gray, iron gray. I'll fake a drowning death, and I'll come back here someday. Glide my truck to the one I love, and we'll run off far away. Until then, I will say to myself, and I will say, I've but one love, and that's iron gray. Iron gray, iron gray, iron gray. Iron gray, iron gray, iron gray. That's the color of my true love's eyes. Iron gray, iron gray, iron gray.
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe, but that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look out the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again?
just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger, 'cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll pray to baby Jesus, have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it, all the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Marvin and push the tables back, and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her, just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind you praise her.
Jim Bryson, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
I would feel much better if we only talked more. Still passed out on the floor.
Ah, that wacky, handsome family there. Well, send it out to Bernie. I haven't heard from Bernie in a long time. Bernie used to phone me for every week for that song, but there you go. The handsome family from In the Air with So Much Wine, a little Christmas song there for you, as with the song before that, another Christmas song. You know, I went to the store yesterday, and they got all Christmas stuff out now. They even got the eggnog in the dairy section. And, I mean, I love eggnog, but come on. It's not even Halloween yet. Give me a break. Handsome Family played at the West End Cultural Center. Well, they've played a couple of times, I guess, but most recently and most memorably, 2004 with Jim Bryson opening up. And absolutely phenomenal show. I mean, the Handsome Family, known for like their most dreary, depressing songs ever, but they're absolutely hysterical live because they just fight the whole time, and it's just it's a brilliant thing. So hopefully they'll make it back through one of these days. But there you go, Handsome Family. Before that, we heard something from Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy. And I remember seeing him at the West End for the first time, March 16th, 2004, with opener Joel Croker. And I was a Paul Kelly fan before that. And after that show, I was hooked for life because he was absolutely brilliant. And when he did that song, How to Make Gravy, just took my breath away. Brilliant, brilliant. Jeff Berner before that, Iron Gray from We Shall Not Flag or Fail, We Shall Go On to the End. Jeff Berner, I got to thank him for turning me into an impromptu concert promoter in the fall of 2003. He was supposed to play at the High and Lonesome Club, but there's some bad stuff went down, and John Scholes got fired from the High and Lonesome Club, so the show was canceled. And so Berner called me up and said, I got nowhere to play. Can you think of somewhere to play? And the first thought in my mind was the West End Cultural Center. I mean, if it's not at the High and Lonesome Club, it's got to be there, right? But I knew that nobody really knew who Berner was, so it wasn't going to be a big hit. So I started thinking, like, how could I make that a show that the West End would want to put on? And I thought, well, we'll turn it into a benefit. We made it a benefit for John Scholes and turned it into the first High and Lonesome night. It was an absolute phenomenal success and one of the greatest nights I've been a part of. November the 29th, 2003, that was a lot of fun. And it's all because of Jeff Berner. So if you don't like Jeff Berner, there's reason enough to like him. There you go. Calexico before that, Quattro, World Drifts In. And remember seeing Calexico for the first time at the West End? I had no idea who they were. Absolutely none. They played September the 29th, 2003. I think I'm going to sneeze, but I think it's going to be okay. And I'd never heard of them, but they put on one of the most amazing shows I've still ever seen and blew me away. They've been here a couple times since then, but that's still my favorite Calexico memory. And Shannon Lyon, Naive. He hasn't played here in over 4 years, and he's only from Ontario, for goodness sake. You'd think someone would bring him to town, but there you go. So many other great memories. I mean, I got tons of them left. I haven't seen Bluegrass Guy yet, and I actually prepared the show for once. So I think I'm going to keep going for a little while until somebody comes to kick me out. But if you got to go, I understand. Thanks for being here. I'll be back on Thursday. Steel Belted Radio, KK, back in the chair. I believe she is committed to coming back on Thursday. We got live in the studio Alana Lewandowski on Thursday, then next Sunday Tell the Band to Go Home 2 to 4 p.m. again. Check out the website tellthebandtogohome.com for all the podcasts. Maybe you're even listening to the podcast right now. Well, I mean, you're not, but other people are. You'll figure that out someday. Anyways, if you are near a computer, email me and I'll give you a copy of this show right here. This is another one of my favorite West End shows. We're going to jump ahead a bit to 2000, July the 16th. An amazing, amazing show. Now, I knew who this guy was, but I wasn't all that familiar with his music. And that changed in July of 2000. I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to go to the show. I wanted to go see Kiss. Kiss was in town the same night. And I wanted to go to the Kiss show, but I opted not to go to the Kiss show so that I could go see this guy at the West End Cultural Center, all because there was a girl there that I really liked and she was going to the show, so I thought I should go to the show. And it turned out that it was an amazing, amazing show, and I'm lucky enough to have it on CD. And if you need it, you can always email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. When Richard Thompson played the West End Cultural Center, now the CD, you know, I have this CD here, and the artwork that comes with it says that he played in Winnipeg, Ontario, on July the 13th, but that's not true. He played in Winnipeg, Manitoba, July 16th, 2000. And so anyways, I'm going to play this and then maybe some other things. So if you can, stick around. If not, thanks for being here. But anyways, here's Richard Thompson on Tell the Band to Go Home.
first time you hurt me, you really did it this time, you did. Did you count your fingers after shaking my hand? God forbid. Riff-raff, crawling from the slums, right there, in front of all your chums. I swear by the pricking of my thumbs, I'll make your day. I melt away, I crawl back under my stone, I crawl back under my stone, I crawl back under my stone. But you won't have to stand next to me, you won't have to introduce me, you won't have to think about, talk about, care about me. I crawl back. I've got enough just showing my face, don't you think? Scruffy little likes ought to know their place, don't you think? Oh boy, sorry to intrude, damn shame, pretty bloody rude. I should be horsewhipped and sued, then go quietly. My tail between my knees, I crawl back under my stone, I crawl back under my stone, I crawl back under my stone. But you won't have to stand next to me, you won't have to introduce me, you won't have to think about, talk about, care about me. I crawl back. I wanna be made of glass, floors and ceilings made of glass. I just don't wanna be, I just don't wanna be free. Second, you had it all reckoned, you did. You guessed my game and my name, rank and number, you did. Somehow I gave myself away. Some could, some what I didn't say. I missed one line in the play and the trap shut tight. And you did me all right. I crawled back under my stone, I crawl back under my stone, I crawl back under my stone. But you won't have to stand next to me, you won't have to introduce me, you won't have to think about, talk about, care about, you won't have to ask about, fuss about, discuss about, you won't have to mind about, fret about, forget about me. I crawl back, I crawl back, I crawl back, I crawl back, ooh, I crawl back, I crawl back, I crawl back, yeah, I crawl back, yeah, I crawl back, ah, I crawl back, yeah, I crawl back, yeah, I crawl back.
Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
And if you can, stick around, and you'll keep doing that. Because I still, you know, we're only at 2004. I got a few more things, and I don't see any sign of Bluegrass Guy. So I'm having too much fun. I'm just going to keep going. If you can stick around, great. But I got to play some messages first.